Hello, Blue Baggers, and welcome to the Round 5 Northern Blues Wrap, brought to you by Grunt. My name's Danielle from the Carlton Media Team, and I'm joined in the studio by Northern Blues coach Josh Fraser. Hey, Josh.
Hi, Danielle.
Fair to say it was a pretty tough day at the office, going down to Casey by just over 100 points. A very tough day.
Yeah, very difficult day down at Casey. I must say I didn't see that performance coming. I thought that although we haven't been getting the results we wanted in previous weeks, we've been building towards something. So really disappointing day on the performance front, but also some significant injuries, which obviously took their toll as well. So a lot of regrouping to do, but I'm really confident in the group that we can move forward and hopefully put a good account of ourselves in this week.
We were only talking a couple of weeks ago about how great Kieran McGuinness has been for the team in terms of his leadership and his ability to get the ball, and obviously going down with injuries, pretty devastating for the side.
Yeah, it was. And in some ways, when I look back on the game, it almost had an immediate impact on the playing group. Kieran got injured just before half time. The rooms at half time were quite flat, so it took a collective effort to bring the boys back to what they needed to do in the second half. But he's going to leave a big hole. He's a significant part of our program at VFL level. He's a leader. His performance speak for themselves. And to see someone like that go down, a teammate and a leader go down the way he did, was, for him, obviously, quite a scary moment. But for his teammates around him, obviously one of great concern. So thankfully, he's going to be okay. There was no malice or malicious intent in it. It was an unfortunate accident, but one that, we're really happy that the outcome's going to be positive for Kieran.
Speaking of injuries as well, Daniel Gorringe came off and Cam Wood. How are they recovering?
Yeah, so both of those guys didn't play the second half. They're both being assessed almost as we speak, as we head towards the next match. So I'm unsure of their availability yet. And our captain, Tommy Wilson, he went down quite early in the third quarter and didn't take any part in the game. So some significant losses in terms of personnel, but obviously, first and foremost, we wish all those boys a speedy recovery, and hopefully Wood and Gorringe are both potentially available for us this week.
When the margin starts to blow out, how do you motivate the boys and get them to go out and keep trying and keep trying to pull it back a little bit?
Yeah, there's a lot of things we tried to do. There wasn't anything we probably didn't consider in the box. I guess when you get limited with some injuries on the day, probably restricts your ability in some ways to use personnel in different roles. But there was some really healthy discussion in the box around things we could do to stem the tide. In the end, it came back to not enough of our boys competing hard enough around the contest, because those wet conditions demand that of you, regardless of the position you play, and we didn't have enough contributors in that area. So they were the facts. That was a large part of the review. The playing group, to their credit, have acknowledged that, and we need to see a shift.
One positive to come out of the game was Nick Graham. Had a fantastic game. How did you see his impact on the day?
Yeah, he's significant. When I spoke about the mindset to compete in those conditions, he brought that. And I think he probably showed some of his teammates up in that area. So his willingness to roll his sleeves up, to tackle, to win contested ball, to surge the ball in those conditions, to lead from the front, to communicate, really a complete game given the circumstances, and again, how wet and windy it was.
This Saturday, you've got Williamstown, so another big test for the players. After such a heavy loss, how do you go about instilling confidence and resetting the mindset heading into this week's game?
Yeah, look, I don't know if it's so much a challenge as it is, it's just a reality. We need to make sure that we get back to the standard that we expect from one another, and I think that's a great part of our program, and the thing that Brendan, right through the club, is driven is that there's a high accountability to it, and performance matters. So we don't want to be a club that goes into a cycle of poor performances. We want to make sure we atone for that. That doesn't always result in a win, but it'll be the way we approach it and go about it. So there's a real heavy focus on the mindset behind this weekend, and we know Williamstown are a quality outfit, one that had a terrific win over Werribee last weekend, and in some ways we couldn't ask for a better opponent.
Well, thanks for your time, Josh. Really appreciate it, and we'll speak to you next week.
Thanks, Danielle.